You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Adam Jellick, the founder of My Goals, Australia's most empowering stationery brand. They design and create planners, journals, and notebooks made to help you live with more intent towards your goals. Adam's an expert in goal setting, making progress, and dealing with the roadblocks that come with goals. Certainly looking forward to hearing the details on this. And Mr. Jellick, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having us on board. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
You bet, and certainly our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us, how did My Goals develop from an idea to where it is today, and where were the key moments and lessons in the journey?
Look, the story for My Goals, I mean, the idea initially began probably when I was in my early 20s, when the idea for a goal-setting journal sort of developed. It was a typical, there was a problem. I couldn't find the solution out there, so I created it for myself. So basically I created a goal setting journal or diary because I was looking for something to help me write, track, and achieve my goals essentially. So that's where the idea began. It was just sort of, I couldn't find anything in market. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna go out there, design my own thing and basically print it and use it for myself. From there, the idea is sort of, the key moments after that was the fact that when I got the first prototype copy, I realized that it was actually a powerful tool. So I decided from that moment that, I'd push it out and I'd approach a few bookstores in the Melbourne area and see if I could sell it. And to my surprise, people bought it and, stores started to stock it. And then organically over the years, it sort of started to grow, which was fantastic. And I guess the key lessons were the fact that if you've got an idea or if you've got something in your head, if you've got something tangible to show people will actually take you seriously and they'll look at it and they'll sort of respond to it. So I was always waiting prior to that. Before, I was waiting, I'm not good enough. What if it doesn't work? I had all these limiting beliefs, but I realized if you've got something out there and you've got an idea, you've got something you want to show people, put something together and go out there and show them. So that was a key lesson. And I guess from there, the journey is sort of, developed. It's been a journey of belief. So every year, the brand's organically grown, starting from one product. We basically sold 800 products that first year, and year on year now, we're selling over 100,000 units per year. The products are stocked throughout Australia, New Zealand, the US now, UK, Europe, and also the Middle East as well. So, year on year, it's just been a journey of belief. And the key lessons are, the fact that you've got to believe in yourself first to be able to get this, to get something to happen. And you have to be willing to get uncomfortable as well. So, it's been a long journey, but it's been an enjoyable one as well.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. And sounds like it's been not only an interesting journey, but a successful one to date. Now, tell us and take us through the My Goals goal-setting process, and how do you want people to mentally grow throughout the process?
Look, one of the things when I first started the project or, the product, created the product, was the fact that I wanted to make goal setting accessible to anyone. Goal setting tend to have this stigma associated with it, throughout the 80s and the 90s, where it was one of those things that people knew about, but they didn't want to do, essentially. So the idea, for the My Goal Setting process was to make it really easy and really simple and make it very logical as well. So the process we follow here at My Goals is, it's a simple question and answer process where it's, what is my goal? Why is it important to achieve it? When do I want to achieve it by, and how am I going to achieve it? So just answering those questions allows people to, get more clear, get more focused and give them direction. Prior to that, people, they hear the word goal setting and they're like, I don't need that. I've got it in my head. They've got this stigma associated with it. So the whole process was to make it accessible, to make it also design focused as well. So one of the big things that we decided to do early on at My Goals was to make the product aesthetically pleasing. So that's been a really important thing as part of the My Goals goal setting process, to sort of combine the design aesthetics also with that, that simple structure. where anyone can pick it up, whether or not you've set a goal or you know, you've never done it before, you can easily pick up the product and use it. So, you know, in terms of how we want it to, you know, to grow with people, we essentially just want people to set their goals. We want people to get into the habit of, you know, writing their goals out at the start of the year or whenever it may be. We want to get people into the habit of reflecting on their goals as often as possible. And we want people to, you know, build those, you know, get those small wins so they can build that momentum and that progress. So, yeah, in terms of, you know, another process that we go through with my goals is also RAM, so R-A-M. The acronym stands for Reflect, Acknowledge, Move. So we want people to get into the habit of reflecting on their goals as often as possible, acknowledging the wins that they've had prior to that. So in terms of, you know, if you RAM every month, basically you look back on the month and go, okay, how did I go this month? Acknowledge the wins, the lessons, the losses, and then make your move forward in terms of, you know, based around your goals. So it's like, okay, what do I do well? What do I need to improve on? And then sort of, you know, use that as a starting point to take on the next month. So, yeah, in terms of, you know, the process, essentially, very simple process, but the idea is just to get people setting their goals, you know, help them understand that it's not a magical pill, but what it is, it's a process that can improve their odds of success in whatever they do.
Phenomenal and good information there. Now, we're in the 21st century with so much tech, and a lot of people see pen and paper journaling as an outdated or uncool thing to do. That's certainly not the way I see it personally. But what are the benefits of journaling? Why are goals more achievable when someone writes them down as opposed to thinking about them, saying them, or anything like that?
It was interesting. It was a fact that I read that the average human brain has about 50,000 thoughts per day. And when I hear people say, I don't need to set my goals because I know what I'm, you know, I've got in my head, it sort of brings me back to that point that we've got a lot of things going on in our head, and especially in this day and age, we're inundated with information. We're trying to multitask. We're trying to get everything done. We tend to be very overwhelmed as a society. So one of the benefits of actually journaling is the fact that you get it out of your head. You get it out on the paper, and it helps you, again, to focus, you know, develop clarity and develop direction. And that's the key thing that I think a lot of this generation is missing. And when people say, you know, technology is great, but again, there's so much information, there's so much things happening through that portal. Whereas when you take a notebook or a journal or you write your goals down on a piece of paper, you have to think about what you're writing. You become very focused on clarity in what you're writing, and you also you get rid of that sort of that stress and that anxiety of the... So I think what's happening with as a generational use is the fact that we're also becoming hybrid users. So technology is obviously here to stay. But what we're seeing with our market and what we do is that people are tending to use their phone for certain things. You know, obviously phone calls, messaging, they might put their calendar appointments in there, but they're also starting to use a notebook as well. So they're combining the two and they're using their notebooks for their notes, to write their goals, to journal. So I think that's where the market's sort of tending to happen or tending to go forward. And there was another thing in terms of, you know, when people say that technology is taking over, I look back at the book industry. And when e-readers came out, everyone thought that was the demise of the physical book. But in fact, now, you know, years on, you know, physical books are still outselling e-books, and they keep growing. So I think, you know, from a technology and physical point of view, I think, you know, they're sort of working together, which is great.
Today we're joined by Mr. Adam Jellick, the founder of My Goals, Australia's most empowering stationery brand, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, goal setting in most cases can be a personal thing, but even big companies and organizations should be implementing the same type of culture within their businesses. How can businesses big and small benefit from a culture of goal setting?
As mentioned before, I mean, we're becoming inundated as individuals and as businesses. There's so much information. There's so many things that are drawing, you know, dragging our attention from one thing to another. So I think as a big or small corporate market or a business, I think having a culture of goal setting is so important because it helps the business really get focused and get that clarity on what they should be doing. You know, far too often, you know, you see an idea as a business and you go, oh, that we should implement that. And then you see another idea and it's like, well, we should implement that. But with the goal, with a business being, you know, really deliberate in their goal setting, you know, helps them sort of stay focused. And that's the key thing for any business or individual these days. It's being able to focus on what you need to be doing to get to your success. So I think for big and small businesses, I think having that goal setting culture as a company culture is really important. But then also as an individual, I think having that goal setting culture within a business is important, because the business essentially should be empowering its staff to you know, be better, not only in their professional lives, but also in their personal lives, because it's a two-way street. You know, when you've got an employee that's, you know, succeeding outside of work, they come into work more empowered, more inspired. So I think it's works both ways. Obviously, having the company culture and having the company goals, but also having individual goals mixed in. I think it's such an important thing for, you know, for both individual and business, you know, together. So I think, the culture of goal setting, it's something that can sort of reap big rewards for both individual and company. So, yeah, definitely big benefits around it, you know, helping, empowering people, giving them the tools to sort of, you know, get their lives together, but also help the business grow as well.
Most definitely there. Now, lastly, what are your business goals and where do you want to see my goals in the years to come?
100%. I mean, in terms of, you know, big picture, my goals, you know, our goals in the years to come, it's to be the leading, you know, empowering lifestyle brand. I guess, you know, when you think of Nike and you go to Nike to get your athletic apparel and you connect to the community, we want to be the Nike of the personal development self-help industry, you know, creating tools that help people become better, help people lead better lives, help people achieve their goals. So, you know, marrying that design and quality product and tool together, we want to sort of become the Nike of the personal development industry. You know, from business goals this year, the goal is to develop new ranges, but also expand the presence internationally. So as mentioned, we've just started selling throughout the US, the UK, Europe. So really push on international growth and really developing my goals as a brand that people recognize. So brand awareness is really important this year, and sort of becoming the experts in our field internationally, and locally obviously as well. So really focused on big growth this year and just sort of, you know, creating that vision of not just a stationery brand, but a brand that helps people become better. So we create those design-inspired tools, and that's where we sort of grow from. You know, it could be technology, it could be children's health, fitness. It could be all these different things with a single aim of how do we help people become better. And that's sort of the big vision for my goals in the years to come.
Well, Mr. Jelic, it certainly has been fantastic to have had you and not only join the program, but to introduce my goals to the audience, and certainly wish you nothing but the best and success for years to come. Where can listeners take advantage of this awesome stationery brand, My Goals?
Jump onto the website, so www.mygoals, so MIGOALS.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram, the social media platforms, Facebook, @MyGoals. So just use @MyGoals and you'll be able to find us. But Eric, thank you so much for having us on the show as well. Really appreciate it. It's been fantastic.
And you're more than welcome, and it's been great to have had you with us. It is MyGoals.com. Again, Mr. Jelic, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
You too, Eric. Take care. Thanks again.
We've been speaking with Mr. Adam Jelic, the founder of My Goals, Australia's most empowering stationery brand. And for all the details, visit mygoals.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.